Hey, it's Eric G. Around the House is sponsored by Baldwin Hardware. For 75 years, Baldwin Hardware has been known for its first-class quality and craftsmanship in door and cabinetry hardware. As an alumnus of the Baldwin Hardware Design Council, I can say I have seen the details and quality from design to the finished product. If you're looking for a new style and old-world craftsmanship, I can tell you there is only one Baldwin Hardware. Check out what would look great in your home at baldwinhardware.com.
Get you on the radio, yeah, you gotta get on the radio. It doesn't take a long time anymore.
You gotta get on the radio. Hey, it's Eric G with Around the House. Welcome to the Midweek Podcast. This is where we talk about things that come up in the middle of the week that maybe is not going to make it into the next show, or it's something important that we want to talk about. So thanks for tuning in. Make sure you check us out on Facebook at Around the House with Eric G. Like and follow. We are in the middle of our September push to get more people there so we can share, follow, and inform everyone out there of maybe it's a product recall, maybe it's a new thing that's coming out, maybe it's a design trend that's changing. So join us over there at Around the House with Eric G. And then make sure, if you're working on a project, to share it over to Around the House Nation. That is our little place on Facebook where we all share projects, we comment, we help people out. And more importantly, everybody's really cool about it. So there's no judging. We just get to help people out with really just wrapping those projects up. Well, I wanted to talk today about, now that the fall rains are here in the Pacific Northwest, this really kind of goes for all over, that you got to be careful with water. And I'm watching here, you know, over on the East Coast, we got Hurricane Florence this week coming in hard in North and South Carolina, maybe Georgia. So water management around the exterior house can sure help the interior house. Here's why. So we will get storms here in the Northwest from time to time, where we might get over on the west side of the mountains, we could get 4 or 5 inches of rain. Been there, done that. Might get an inch of rain over on the east side. That's a bunch of water for everybody. It's a lot to handle. So here's some things I want you to keep in mind. Now's a good time to go out and clean those gutters out. You're going to have to do it probably a couple times this year because you'll get them in there. But on these early fall rains, all the way into the spring, now that we've got that kind of weather coming in, you want to be able to keep those things managing water. So before the leaves have fallen, it's good to get the stuff that came in there in the summertime cleaned up. And then after the leaves have fallen, you want to get the rest of those as well. I think what can happen, though, is if you wait to do it just once, the problem is that you're going to end up having, you know, if you haven't cleaned them out since last fall or it's been a number of years, you're going to get plugs and things like that, which can cause other problems, which we'll talk about here in a minute. So getting those gutters taken care of, make sure the downspouts are corrected, correctly attached to your home. Nothing loose, nothing leaking, everything ready to go. So that'd be the first thing as far as getting that system going. And now here's the big one, and this is where a lot of people fall off that can cause foundation issues, crawl space issues, anything to basement water issues. It is my experience over the years that the biggest water intrusion point in your home when you're talking about getting moisture inside is going to be downspouts not treated correctly when they exit your home. What do I mean by that? You end up having a ton of homes in the Northwest here. Water comes in the downspout, it kicks out, it goes onto the little, you know, green plastic pad, it goes out 24 inches to 30 inches away from the home, and it goes right into the soil. That is way too close to your home. I don't want to see that anywhere near your house. I mean, I want to see it 10 or 12 feet away if you can get it that far away. I'd like to see that go into a storm drain system that goes away from the house and out to the street, or out to the lower side of your property, well away from your home. It's actually really easy to do, so it's not that big of a project. This would be a good DIY project if you like to dig a hole. So here's what I like to do with that. On the west side of the state, I'm not a huge fan of dry wells because, one, they fill up pretty easily with the amount of water we get, and you're not going to put the size of dry well out there unless you've got a big city project. You're going to be digging a huge hole, lots of rock, big project. What do I like to do? I like to actually take those downspouts, connect them into ABS pipe that's going to go into the ground. You know, you can use big PVC as well. Both will work well in this instance. And then you're going to take it underneath the ground and take it out away from your home. Now, it could be out in the lower part of your front yard towards the street. It could be in the back away from the house. But you want this in an area that if we get lots of rain, it's going to go well away from the house and has no chance of backing up. Now, you got to be a little bit careful because if you put it out right into your sidewalk or something like that, there are city municipalities that do not like you putting water onto their sidewalks. But if you're directing it onto your grass and it ends up maybe in a big storm going onto the sidewalk, that's a little bit of a different issue. But be careful how far that goes. In some instances, like in my neighborhood, it can go out into the storm drain system in a way. They want it away from there. So in my neighborhood out in Washington County outside of Portland, it's not that big a deal. So you can get away with it here. My low point drain from when the house was built drains right into the city street, right into the storm drain system and goes away. So there are ways to deal with that. But you want to get that water away from the house as far as you can away and keep it out of that foundation. Even putting on just a length of pipe where you put it out 4 or 5 feet is not optimal. That water, when it hits the ground, is like a cone and it will find ways to go back into your basement or crawl space. So that is one thing. Now, if you're in a flood-prone area, I would take a look at seeing what you can do with creative landscaping to control water. Do you have water come up? I had a house in Seattle that I lived in, and I was in the back of a canyon, and I had water that would come down the canyon when the lake at the top of the hill would overflow and come down. And I really did some landscaping to direct that water because I would have a legitimate stream going through the middle of my grass. And so I put some flower beds in correct places and kind of diverted it so it stayed away. And even if it got to be a big rushing water situation where it was a cataclysmic flood in my backyard, it didn't get towards the house. So those are things you can do with creative landscaping around your home to make sure that you divert water away. Now, keep in mind, if you put a big moat and you don't control your water, you can actually collect it back towards the house. So make sure you've got an area for that. If you do some raised beds, you're not trapping as much water if it gets around the outside. So make sure you do that. Now, one thing if you're dealing with sump pumps in your basement, let's say, or crawl space, because you've got a water issue, I've seen homes that are built on top of springs that pop up all of a sudden, and that spring pops up in their crawl space or basement, and they literally have running water full-time in their basement. Now, something like that, you're going to see sump pumps. The other issue, though, is then when you've got a big storm coming in, like all those people that are trying to deal with Florence right now coming in on the East Coast, what happens when you lose power? So you either need to have a generator, battery backup's going to work for a little bit, but that's a very short-term solution. So maybe if you've got a solar system on your house, that could get damaged, but if you had a good generator set up where you know that you're going to kick that thing on, that's going to be really kind of the foolproof way to protect your home. And again, with that water, I want to see that 12, 16, 18 feet away from the house. I don't want that exiting right out on the foundation. I've seen so many people that have done their own DIY sump pump installations. They drop it right outside the foundation thinking that's a dam and the water's just circular running. And they're putting the same water in and around and back in their house again. So make sure that gets well away from its well, you know, itself. Now here's the thing. I want you to monitor all these situations when you're coming into the spring, into summer now. So when we go all the way through fall, winter, spring, monitor your crawl space, basement. Make sure that you're looking for water. If we've got a big rain, take a peek. It doesn't take any time to pop a hatch and look in your crawl space. You can, and when you're down there, look for moisture. Look for insulation that's hanging. Look for rodents. These are all things that you really need to keep in mind with. Those are all things that could be big problems. So I want you sticking your head in that crawl space or looking around your basement once a month, you know, just to make sure that you've got things going and make sure you got good ventilation down there. You know, we're not talking right now that it's going to be minus 20 degrees out there. So in the meantime, I like to have some good, till we get into the really sub-freezing temperatures where you're worried about pipe thaw, I do like to see good ventilation down there. So make sure that in the crawl space, you've got those vent covers pulled and that you've got that drying out down there, because that is the good way to go. All right, guys, check us out on Facebook, Around the House with Eric G, Instagram, Around the House, Twitter, all those different places. We're all over in the podcast world, just about anywhere you can listen to a podcast. as well as tune in on Saturday to Around the House with Eric G. We got some fun topics ahead. We're going to talk about a bunch of stuff on Saturday. No guests, no live remotes. We're just going to be back in the studio taking all your calls, noon to 2, Saturday Pacific time. Around the House with Eric G on KXL and all over the Northwest Radio Network. If you're listening to us online, you can check us out on Saturday from noon to 2 Pacific on KXL.com streaming live. All right, catch you all on Saturday. Have a great rest of the week.
We have some exciting news about the Around the House podcast. Do you want to be an Around the House insider? Our premium membership gives you early access to the weekend podcast, exclusive access to our back catalog of shows, special email access to me, Eric G, with your own home improvement questions with a priority email address, plus exclusive new shows and extended content. Click down into the podcast show notes for the link to the Around the House Insider membership for less than the price of a beer at happy hour. Join me for this limited amount of exclusive members. And thanks for listening to Around the House.